Chris, and Ike, there is no surprise here that the Eagles addressing the offensive line, as you say. And remember this with Sayamalo. He worked at the combine. Jeff Stoutland oversaw the offensive line drills at the combine, so he had a chance to see all of these candidates up close. Now, Isaac missed the 2014 season with a foot injury. He came back in 2015, said to be an athlete. The Eagles want to add competition at left guard, Alan Barber there. It's interesting what you read initially about this pick, that he's a guard and a center, very similar to Stefan Wisniewski, the resume that he has, 77 starts in the NFL, a one-year deal here after playing in Jacksonville last year as a center, starting center in Jacksonville. Do the Eagles project Isaac here as a guard, as a center, or do they have something in mind potentially bouncing outside? We all wonder about Jason Peters and how long he'll be here with the Eagles now, how long he'll be able to be at a very top level. So we kind of thought coming in here offensive line would be the angle, but maybe thought that it would be a tackle who can also play guard. Guys?
Certainly, that's going to be interesting to see, because you figure long-term, you're looking for a tackle, someone you can develop to be a tackle. Now, Sayamalo has some game experience at the tackle positions. He has that position versatility, like you mentioned, Ike, but it's really the interior of the line that's a position that was not really addressed last year. Both of the guard spots were question marks going into the season. They had Alan Barber. Andrew Gardner won the job at right guard. This year, they bring in Brandon Brooks to solidify that right guard spot. The question is, Alan Barber is still there at the left guard. Maybe you mentioned Wisniewski, Dave. Maybe does Sayamalo, if he comes along and develops quickly, could he just add more competition to further develop the depth there at the guard spot?
Well, you know, when you draft somebody in the third round, you're thinking long-term more about starting-level players. So I'm really interested to hear what Howie Roseman has to say about Sayamalo and what the Eagles project with him. A third-round draft pick does not come in to add depth, maybe initially, but in the big picture, you want your third-round draft pick to be a starter, and I think that's going to be the theme from Howie Roseman when he meets the media.